With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. We've got the story behind the IRS opening up its coffers to pay out tax refunds during the government shutdown. That's coming up. First, these money and market stories you should know. The Federal Reserve says that total consumer credit increased $22.1 billion in November to a seasonally adjusted $3.98 trillion. That's down only slightly from a $25 billion gain in October, which was the fastest pace in 11 months. Specifically, the use of credit cards dialed back in November, rising by 5.5% after a 10.9% gain in October, whereas auto and student loans rose 7.1% in November after a 6.5% gain the prior month. So far in 2019, trading action in cryptocurrencies has been subdued as investors await an upgrade to Ethereum. That's the blockchain that most crypto ventures launched their cryptocurrency on. It's scheduled to receive an upgrade on January 16th. And billionaire Henry Kravis, the co-founder of private equity giant KKR, is putting his Colorado ranch on the market for $46 million. The Wall Street Journal Real Estate Bureau says the roughly 4,600-acre property, known as Westlands, is about an hour's drive from the resort communities of Aspen and Vail. The 19,000-square-foot main lodge has five bedrooms, including the master's suite, as well as a library, a great room, and a dining room. The lower level includes a wine cellar, a game room, a theater, a hot tub, a sauna, steam rooms, and a wet bar. There's also a swimming pool and two large guest cabins, a carriage house, and a helipad, plus a four-hole golf course designed by golfer Greg Norman. Mark your calendars for January 28th. That's the start of tax filing season. It doesn't always come with good news, but the good news this year is the IRS will pay tax refunds even if the government shutdown extends throughout the tax season. And Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin is with us on the line to explain how all this came together. So, Richard, the shutdown has kept a substantial number of IRS workers at home. This is a pretty significant workaround for the agency.
Yeah, let's break this down for a second. Until now, the IRS has had about 1 in 8 of its employees working. They're working without pay, but they're working. And that's mostly been people who investigate crimes in the tax code and people who kind of keep the computers running because they kind of need to do that, otherwise they start breaking. And the IRS was always planning to bring more people back for the tax filing season. A plan that they released last year had about 43.5% of IRS workers working during a shutdown during a filing season. So they were going to come back at some point. The big unknown was what was going to happen to refunds. The IRS had had this policy in the past, this view in the past that it couldn't pay refunds during a government shutdown, and the administration reversed that legal conclusion yesterday, this week.
And for President Trump, there's a lot of political capital here on the line because these refunds are the first to be issued under the guidelines of the Republicans' tax law.
Yeah, there's a couple of political pieces to this. One is what you just mentioned, which is that to the extent that refunds under this first time of this new law are delayed, that could affect how people view the law that really is the Republicans' most significant legislative achievement while they had control of Congress and the White House. And then secondly, it affects the shutdown itself. This was a real potential pain point for the administration going forward. If we'd gotten into late January, early February, and people were expecting refunds and not getting them, that could have really turned up the pressure. And the administration basically, by turning off this pressure, found a way to keep the dispute going without it being quite so painful on ordinary Americans. So it obviously is painful in a bunch of other ways for federal workers and for others.
And is it true that if the IRS did not pay refunds on time, it would have to pay interest on the late payments?
Eventually. So the way it works, if it's that interest starts 45 days after the filing deadline. So if the filing deadline is mid-April, we're talking about the end of May before the IRS would have to pay any interest at all. You know, the IRS wants to get you your refund in a timely fashion, and they generally do get them out within 21 days of filing during normal operations, but they really don't have to start paying you back until it goes far beyond that.
And Social Security payments have never been in question as a result of the shutdown. Is that right?
Right. So what the IRS is doing is something analogous to what Social Security has done for years, which is to continue making payments, to have in the workers who are theoretically funded sometimes by the annual appropriations, but are considered essential for this purpose during a shutdown. The IRS is basically doing the same thing with tax refunds. It'll bring back workers that are needed to pay out refunds even during a shutdown as a way of getting that refund money out the door. To be clear, the refunds themselves are funded. It's, the Treasury has full authority to make those payments. It's just the ancillary staff that's around to actually make the payments happen that's not funded.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin joining us on the line from our Washington Bureau. Richard, thanks for being with us.
Sure, thanks.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.